Missouri Net News is presented by Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators. Protect your loved ones and save money by setting your water heater to 120 degrees.
A veteran Democratic Kansas City lawmaker likes the concept of Holt Summit GOP State Representative Travis Fitzwater's proposed constitutional amendment to reduce the Missouri House's size from 163 to 120. State Representative John Carpenter tells Fitzwater it would save tax dollars.
It should be in the millions of dollars.
Long term, it'd be millions of dollars a year,
I would think,
sure.
Because you're reducing by almost 40, and then staff, benefits, pay, all the costs.
Fitzwater's plan would also increase the Missouri Senate size from 35 to 40, so there would be three House districts in each senatorial district. Fitzwater says if Missourians approve the constitutional amendment, it would take effect in 2022 after the census and redistricting. Families who take their kids to one St. Louis County daycare soon might have to find another place to take their children.
Missouri is working to revoke the license and end its agreement by March 31st. With Brighter Daycare in Pine Lawn, the move follows February security footage, allegedly showing an employee throwing a three-year-old against a cabinet. 27-year-old Wilma Brown, who was fired and charged with child abuse, reported that the girl fell. The child has stitches on her head. The daycare could appeal. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
Springfield police have arrested a man wanted in connection to a deadly shooting at a Springfield hotel early Saturday morning. 19-year-old Seth Gomez faces second-degree murder charges in the death of 29-year-old Calvin Allen. Detectives are continuing to investigate, looking for information through Crime Stoppers. And a West Plains man who went missing while fishing in southern Missouri's Norfolk Lake Saturday has been found and his body identified. The Ozark County Sheriff's Office says 52-year-old Mike Meidel was found with his capsized boat in Bryant Creek. A mid-Missouri man is accused of a firebombing at a Columbia Planned Parenthood clinic.
Wesley Castor is now facing a federal charge over the fire at the clinic on North Providence last month. He was arrested over the weekend. Castor is allegedly on video buying supplies used in the fire and on surveillance when the fire was set early on February 10th. That's along with other evidence. No one was hurt in the fire. The FBI has been investigating it as a hate crime. Brad Trenago, Missouri Net, Columbia.
Several businesses in the eastern Missouri town of O'Fallon had to be evacuated after a semi-truck crashed, causing fuel to leak in the parking lot. Police responded to the shopping center shortly before 1:30. The tractor-trailer hit a light pole in the parking lot. The crash caused the big rig to leak a large amount of diesel fuel. And a 40-year-old Nevada, Missouri woman is in jail after being arrested for suspicion of selling meth at a fast food restaurant. Charges are pending. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office says she was arrested by undercover officers after a tip that the restaurant manager was selling drugs from the restaurant. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.